Hey, After Buzzers, we have an amazing America's Got Talent Season 13, Episode 16 and 17 show for you tonight. We have Tyra becoming a model again, we have some singers, and we also have Snuggies galore. Let's get it started!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Just a 12-pack and a pickup.
Come on now.
Oh, smile.
Starting it out.
I'm a white trash girl.
Biggie's Pickies.
Hey, After Buzzers, we are here with the one, the only, Vicky Barbalek from America's Got Talent.
After the buzz wears off, I'm here.
We are so excited to have you here today.
I'm grateful to be here. This is so much fun.
And we also have our wonderful...
Hey, Sean Paul Payton right here with the wonderful Vicky. Mm. What's up?
This is a handsome fest going on right now.
Right in the middle of the sandwich. Now, Vicky has come to us straight off the America's Got Talent semifinals.
Yes.
You're about to go into that.
Yes, we are.
Next week.
Yes.
You nervous? You scared?
You know what? I was way more nervous last time because it was the first time in the Dolby.
Right.
I just wanted to make it to the finals. I made it to the finals. Now I feel like, I know it sounds weird, but I'm not as nervous because I've been in the room. I just feel like the room's fine.
Yes.
I'm not scared anymore. I just want to have fun. I like my set this time. And so, no, I know I should be nervous, but I'm not. I was so deathly nervous before, and now I'm just small amount of pee your pants.
Well, that's good, though, because you've got that re-exposure now, and so it's just like just a little bit of the nerves can be knocked away.
Yeah, because I was totally freaked out, I'll say that. And I think I showed it in my set, at least the first part I was really nervous. And I was just hoping to not fall apart, you know?
Yeah.
I just kept thinking about all the fans' letters that they were just seriously, I'm like, I am not going to fall apart for these people.
Right.
Anyway, I'm really excited about that next week.
Well, let's take a look at a little bit of your journey on America's Got Talent.
Wow, what a cutie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of clueless, you know, but it seems to me kids today are a little bit entitled. Am I right? Right? Okay. So my daughter turns 16, and she says, Mom, I want to go to Coachella, and I want you to get me a hotel room.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you're 16. Listen to yourself. A hotel room. I mean, if you can't find a guy who can afford a van by now.
I didn't send you to that fancy Catholic school for nothing.
Right.
When I grew up, my mom and her friends, they partied 24/7. You know, they always, always brought flasks on field trips. Okay? Right? So, I go on my daughter's first field trip. I take my flask.
Now, Vicky, when you wear your outfits and you choose your outfits, you go for leopard a lot of times.
Yeah.
What makes you choose what you wear?
Well, it just depends on what's in the thrift store on any given day, I suppose. You never know. You're going to walk in, what there's going to be there. That's just what I'm saying. And then, you know, I just like things that are, you know, too tight, too short. You know, like I wear a lot of shirts that I believe could be dresses.
That's
improvise.
Yeah, the dress tonight, I always say. Yeah. But I like wearing ridiculously sexy things. I think I look sexy. Unfortunately, a lot of guys think I'm in drag and get mad at me. But, I mean, I'm trying my best.
Well, tell them they better get it straight.
That's right.
They better get it straight.
I mean, really, you think I'd actually try to look like a guy just to trick you into talking to me? No.
Now, getting into the show tonight, what are your overall thoughts after watching this? Like, what did you think?
I thought I was glad I was not on the show.
Yeah, today was fierce. People were
so good.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, I know there's really tough people were in my group. I know that. I'm just consoling myself. But yeah, this was an insanely hot night, wasn't it?
Everybody was
so good.
And just when you thought it was good, it gets better and better every single act.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. It was. I mean, come on. It was amazing.
And it was probably the most impressed I've been this whole season.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was just the caliber of talent in one episode was just so big.
Yeah.
Where it's been spread out the past season, so you don't really get to see it all in one.
Right. I have goosebumps in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that before. Maybe it's because you guys are just so hot.
Oh,
but
oh,
I am serious. It was...
Hey, we got hot fest going on up here. Whoa.
It was great.
So getting into the episode, Tyra Banks comes out in this red dress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she ends up having her hair done. It looked like a Sports Illustrated model swimsuit shoot.
Yeah. She was going at it. Her hair. This was my favorite. Although, the long mermaid gold dress, when I was on with her, I couldn't even breathe. I said, oh, my God, how could anybody be that beautiful?
Right.
She cannot be real. And it was just, and this, though, might have topped it.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
It was sexy. And it was like a look I didn't expect from it.
Yeah. No.
The little side holes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to cut some side holes out of my dress.
Do it.
Yeah, why not?
Do it.
So the first act up was Amanda Mina, and she ended up singing Happy by Pharrell.
Soulful.
Were we happy, content?
With a lot of the singing acts tonight, it was hard for me to be impressed because there was so much other stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I always love everybody's effort, and I think that Amanda had put in a good effort. I just think that the amount of talent that did things other than singing was just killer. Like, mm-hmm. the singers, I feel like, are going to have a struggle this episode. What do you think, Vicky?
I think you're absolutely right. I think the singers last episode were insanely great. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, fear! Mm-hmm. Find it out, singers! Because you're all so great. But I think Amanda is extremely soulful. Mm-hmm. I just felt that song didn't bring out her soul enough.
Because
she's about soul.
Right. I totally
she's
felt
the same
way. She's
a little Aretha Franklin, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she's amazing. I didn't like the rendition of Happy. I thought it was weird. It was like a sad Happy. I was like,
my daughter always says Happy's the saddest song there is. Now I think Lily might be right.
Maybe, yeah.
Now, some guys that were more than happy were the Junior News System coming out in those red heels.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Insane, bouncing on their heads like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're so tight and amazing. Every one of them. Like, that's the reason I kind of think they were my favorite dance act tonight, is because not one of those guys was it killing it all, like with amazing physical ability every second. And also, they call me, they all call me Mama Vicky.
So yeah, I love they all them. Call you Mama Vicky?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love them. A little behind the scenes action.
Yeah,
here.
That's so cute.
They when I first saw them, I was like, wow, these guys have turned it up to another level. They are doing extremely well. I love how they just toss the freaking shoes towards the end.
And it started out with the Britney Spears song, which, you know, on my level, I'm like, yes, let's get Britney in there. I was just like, and the heels were going everywhere. I was scared for that boy's head.
Yes.
When he did that back whatever call it with no hands on his head, I was scared for his life.
B-boy mode, bro.
And they were flinging kids around like I do in my trailer. They were flinging the kids around way far. I mean, they were flinging some kids around.
It was scary. But I will say to you, I have never liked a dance troupe this whole season, and I finally came around to liking it. So that is like a ding moment for me.
Heck yes, for Joseph.
So, guys that are on live comments right now, let us know in the comment section what you guys are thinking. Are you Team Junior News System? Are you rooting for somebody else? Who were your favorite acts tonight? Let us know. And if you have any questions for Vicky, put those in there as well. Moving on to Us the Duo. Now, Vicky, you had some interesting things.
Is that the real name, Us the Duo? Or did you think AGT made some of these names up, like, you know, like Us the Duo, We Three?
Duo Transcend.
Because they did ask me to be Vicky Barbalak the Duo. They asked me that when I started. They go, would you be willing to be called Vicky Barbalak the Duo? You know, which would explain a lot. And I said, I would give it a thought. I did think Us the Duo was insane. I thought they were lovely.
They were lovely. I feel like their sound is starting to sound the same.
You know.
Yeah,
you know,
that could be a challenge.
You know, I'm so broke. I've been so broke for so
it's
long.
It's true.
So that song really spoke to my heart. Of course it didn't speak to Simon or Heidi.
Oh,
of course it didn't
rich.
Speak to them. Because they're so rich. But nobody goes, I'm broke. I mean, that spoke to me. It didn't speak to them. But, I mean, it really didn't speak to me. Like, I like that concept.
Middle America and everybody everywhere. Yeah. Me, how much in debt I am.
We can identify with that. Yes.
I'm like, what are they going to talk about? They talk about their love, then their baby. Now they don't have any money. I thought that was a good choice. What are you going to do? Adopt a dog? I really like it.
They need to make a song about going into Target and spending too much money too, because I do that too much. That needs to be the next
Target
one.
Is the worst.
Do you ever go to Rouse, anyone?
Oh, Rouse.
Yes.
They get you with the freaking coupons and stuff, and then you go in there and you buy the expensive stuff, and then it's like you don't even remember to use the coupon.
No, it's horrible.
Or the CVS receipts when you get the thing and it prints off. No. It's so long.
I never leave CVS. I get a $5, I go right back through.
Yeah,
and they see me like three times coming through. I'm like, sorry, if you want this to stop, don't give me any more coupons. Because if I don't use it right then, I lose them. So
that's
I just
I
shop and I shop.
I throw them somewhere and forget them?
No, so I go right back through. I can stay in there like two. It's like being in Vegas. Oh, crap, I hit again. And go back through.
Now, another duo, or not duo, I guess you would say 70 children all on the stage.
Another
the voices
one.
Of hope.
In the prison jumpsuits. What was
that?
No, literally.
It's just colorful Snuggies, and I'm really confused.
But it was exactly like one section was Orange is the New Black stuff. I mean, that's seriously. It was.
It really was.
It was like, what are they saying?
They sang Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Yeah.
And it sounded like every other song that they've sang.
Now, that did strike me because I was kind of confused at first because I almost felt like they had already done that song. But then I think it was a different song of the same kind of genre. So then I was just kind of... I almost thought they pulled what the other group did last time where they sang another group's song.
Oh, yeah,
this
one. I know what you're talking
about. But no, it's kind of like you said. It just kind of sounds too similar to what they've already done.
It does. And I think that the children's voices, the actual children in the choir...
Yeah.
Have a beautiful voice.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
Soloist that I think may have the problem because they're going
so.
Through puberty.
You think
wink,
so?
Wink.
I don't know.
It is hard though to be that age and competing with the people that are that are just singers all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was going to say. There was something about them, and it just left me. Children's choir, Defying Gravity, colors, solos, refined. Their performance was definitely more refined. Their choreography was a little bit more refined too. I mean, it was a little.
I mean, raising
little,
hands takes a lot of work.
At the same time, going the right way.
Exactly,
I couldn't do that
either.
Ever.
But I'm speaking of Wicked, maybe the house will fall on them and they will not come through next week.
Now, the room was kind of loud, though.
It was.
Yeah,
was
people
a little
loved him.
Shin Lim, guys.
Oh.
We have the hair. No. We have the cards.
His
sexy.
Charisma. His charisma.
Yes. Oh, God. When he said, ladies... Ladies, sit down. It was like Clint Eastwood. It was like Matt Damon.
Man.
It was like every hot guy in the world. Ladies, sit down. Okay, Shin. I'll sit down.
That look, though.
Oh, God.
I mean, the look.
He doesn't need the smoke because he smokes.
Yeah. Ooh.
He smokes.
That is a good one.
Right?
Oh,
that is a good one.
And there was so much going on. The smoke with the cards in the mouth and the marker, where'd the marker go? And then all of a sudden, you flip a bag and everything's gone
card
and then it's
coming
there.
Out of his bottom.
Yeah. Okay. And then that's when, like Simon said, the ass to mouth. I was like, okay, Simon!
Yeah.
Cool. It's unbelievable because I don't know. Like, when things are so close up and you're looking at the hands, it's like, where are the things going if I'm staring at your hand? It's one thing if I'm staring at your hand and you're doing something with this hand over here.
Right.
Right.
It's literally both in front. And
yeah. And he goes so slow, so it makes it so much of an ordeal for you to just know he's going to take you and he's going to... The way he moves his hand, it gets real stiff, like he's hiding something. He goes, no, not anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so cool. And he is like, I think, Houdini of our time. I think that is like, it for me, he is like the most amazing magician ever for me.
When you're backstage, does he do any tricks behind
the
scenes?
Oh, yeah, he just sits there and does card tricks all the time.
Wow.
He's so, like, he just loves to do it. He just does it, and he's so nice. He's so lovely as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so hard to Kerrigan him.
Another lovely human being, Michaela Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
She came out, and she sang a song that I don't know what it was.
See, that's the problem. This pop songs are feeling too generic, I think, in this whole entire episode.
I also don't... This is my opinion, but I also don't know what it is with the singers this episode. I feel like all of them were straining really hard on their vocal cords. I feel like they chose songs that may have been a little bit too big for them.
Mm-hmm.
And as with Michaela Phillips, I believe last week it was, too, or the week before...
Uh-huh.
The backtrack, she always uses a very, very heavy backtrack, and I can't hear her voice.
I wonder like something. Do you think that they were trying to compete with the last episode where all the singers did phenomenal, and that's why they were trying to push it to a level that they may not be ready for?
Yeah, that's possible.
I totally believe that, because last week the singers were, like, insane.
Yeah.
They were insane.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this mm-hmm. is that might be what's going on.
But
here.
She was lovely, and she is so beautiful, and
she is.
Her spirit's beautiful, and she's you can tell she's just going to be a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the awesome thing about this show. It's yeah. like you watch it and you see so many different types of talent from yeah. so many different walks of right. life, all over the U.S., all over the world yeah. now, and it's like. You don't see that anywhere else, and you don't see the amount and the caliber. And even if you have a mess up, even if you have a problem, you're on TV right now, and that could open a door that yeah. you never knew that right. you had before.
Right. Yeah. And one other thing I want to say about the song choices, even though like I feel like we all feel like the pop generic pop can be a little too generic, but. I mean, I gotta say, based off of America's Votes and what they're picking, it is a smart choice, and it's very strategic for them to actually do those songs, because, you know, probably some of the singers on there don't necessarily want that to be their first pick, but they True. Go ahead and strategically pick it because they might be following the advice of the coaches or the judges, etc. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of pushing your ego down to actually listen to what the professionals are saying and you know, to try to make that move on. So I do want to say a kudos to that, just in case
yeah.
that absolutely. Would be the circumstance.
The wild card pick of the night ended up being Front Pictures. Did I say that right? Is that Front Pictures?
Mm-hmm.
And they did a whole outer space theme, Imagination, and then all of a sudden there was some jellyfish and dolphins and sea turtles.
Listen, I just want to tell you that was the most amazing thing that I'd ever seen in my life. I'm always blown away by these fantastic visual effects, and it just draws me in. Like, how do you feel, Vicky? I mean, was that not captivating? I mean, all the animals and the message at the end?
Wait, was this? Are you being
story.
Serious or sarcastic?
I'm being serious, oh. but I want to add a dramatic voice.
I don't know what's
well,
happening.
I did think, how good at math is that guy? You know, to be able to structure all that stuff and make it work out. In the very beginning, though, when he just floated through real quick, it reminded me of my favorite old English. I used to love to watch English science fiction.
Uh-huh.
They're so hilarious. They're like some guy literally cuts out a guy and then holds it on a stick. And it's so fun. And at first, I laughed out loud thinking, all right!
Yeah.
But then, you know, it got all beautiful and technical. But I really like fish and I like space. So for me, I could see fish in space.
Yeah, right.
So it worked for me.
I also took it as he was like being deprived of oxygen. And maybe yeah. he just went to like a happy face.
Ooh, right, that's a neat right. interpretation. Like look at that. Just
I like
you're
it.
Very insightful.
Yep. Think outside the box.
And yeah. that's what he said to do. He wanted you to challenge your imagination, and he got you to do
right?
that.
And I
think
it.
He did make us all go off for a minute. Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like getting high with natural ways.
Yes.
See that? Yes. That's good for everybody.
It is good. It's some
it's
other
calorie
people.
Free.
Other people who got high in natural ways was Duo Transcend.
Oh. No, this is where the show turned the f*** up.
Yes, yes.
It got nuts.
I don't know what happened. I was like, oh my gosh, she's about to drop her. And they actually dropped her. And then
yeah.
he dropped himself. And then there were roller skates. And there was
and
spinning.
Fire.
And there was,
fire.
What?
And her head coming so close to that metal bar.
Yes, dang.
Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
gosh.
It kept going and going and going. You know, at one point you go, it should be over now. And
right.
I was with you. I'm like, yeah, it's
right.
done. And then, no, let's just take it up. And they just didn't stop. It was insane. And because they did fall that one time, you kind of wonder if they actually faked that. Because, like, at Disneyland, when the ride started breaking, then it seemed, like, more exciting to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like, you could die.
Ooh.
Like, I always wondered, was that planned, you know? Unless you died, which would be terrible. Sorry about
no.
that for those people that did.
That's
but,
not good.
I mean, these, I think, you know, because they had to have that slip uh-huh. before, I think it's way more fun to watch now.
Oh, it
it
does.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just leads to so much. And I could see them in Vegas. I could
oh,
totally
sure.
see this in Vegas.
Absolutely.
So they're like Cirque du Soleil of two people.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's like they keep pulling up stuff, too, that like, oh, I think it's done. It's like, oh, no, when those skates were at it, I was like, okay,
yeah,
what's
yeah,
next?
I
yeah,
thought they should stop. And then they kept going. And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, they should have kept going. That's,
you know what
that's
they're
going
to do next one? The final? They're bringing the toddler in.
Tune in.
Trio Sand. Transcend. Now, Vicky, your comedic competition was on next.
Yes.
Mr.
Oh.
Samuel
so
Comroe.
Funny. So gosh, he had such charisma, and he had such a presence, and he was not nervous, and he was loving the room.
He was more confident.
He was wonderful. He was, and his jokes were so funny. So yeah, that was very disappointing.
I think that he sounds like a child version of Eminem who ate Tiffany Haddish.
That is an amazing description.
Like, there is something about him that reminds me of, like, an Eminem voice with Tiffany Haddish because he's so sporadic.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And his jokes are funny, and they do hit with me. And we've had a discussion, Sean and I have had a discussion about how we have a problem with, like, sometimes when comedians come on. Like, we're like, it's not funny. Like, there's some
or
things that just aren't
funny. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, or one of us thinks it's funny, and the other one
That's what's so hard about comedy in a show like this, where it's competition, because it's art, and it's you choose your art. With a song, you hit the right note or you didn't. Yeah. With a dance, you didn't fall down. You dropped a person the right way. With a comedy, totally different. What you think is funny, you think it's funny, it's never going to, you know, it's just completely different.
So how do you subjective. End up deciding what stream you go to? How do you
I can never think about what anybody would think is funny. I just do jokes. If people laugh, I do them again. And, you know, I could never, you can't craft a set to make America happy.
Right.
Because that's impossible. Mm-hmm. You can't make you two happy. So you have to just go with, you know, what you know, the jokes that you like and you like the most, I think.
That's good.
When you get critiques and stuff from the judges and when you go to the next round, are you then crafting another routine then? Or is it like stuff that you've used from over time? Like, how are you picking and choosing what's going to be the next part you
do? It's just, you're building a 2 or 3 minute set. It's not like something you've ever done before unless you're a movie star, a TV comic. You have a comic like that all the time. Mm-hmm. But me, I do long sets. I mean, crafting 2 or 3 minutes is like nothing I've ever done before.
Right.
So
that's hyper-fast.
It's really different and it's become really zen and fun. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, and then the judges, they do have a lot of input. I mean, not the judges, the producers, you know, they look at what you're going to do, and they're like, is that it? And they're, I really like it. Okay. And then we like that. So there is a, like you're saying, with the song choice. I mean, they got your back.
That's good.
They want you to do well.
They
and I really have appreciated their suggestions. And this set, which I really love, they tweaked it a little bit and to the better. For me, I'm really excited.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, the last two of the night, we ended up having Michael Cetarara.
Oh, he's my absolute dreamboat.
Isn't he amazing? Those husky eyes, what he does for the children. Like, it's just...
That's a great story. Backstory.
Yes, it is. I was thinking about how do I compete, and I was thinking about calling, you know, maybe and taking the Angelina Jolie kids and the Brangelinas, because I heard that they might be up for needing, and I could take them all into my trailer, and then I could tell my story and maybe rise up to that level.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. Because he just seemed like he is ordained by the on high as one of the highest persons on the planet ever. And then he sings like an angel, right?
And he was even getting a little emotional. And I think, was it Mel B that was kind of getting emotional too when she was talking about him? So it's like he's able to elicit those emotions from his performance.
Yeah.
Yes. And he chose a Miley Cyrus song of all things, which was very surprising.
Yes.
I was like, okay, we're going Miley Cyrus. It wasn't a typical route.
No,
so
he was singing with such gravitas and sexy. His voice is just, it tears me open. I love him. I mean, he doesn't have to be great. He could be not great, but he's great. And that way, his voice. God, you guys, don't you love him?
Yeah, he's outstanding.
Oh, I love him.
And the other one and the last
one.
Oh, Zuccaro.
Done.
What do we think? What do we think?
Listen, with the room, I can't even speak. I'm so blown away. The choreography was out on point. The tricks were up in the air. Just kind of, it was like how you was describing Junior New System. And I thought that they were the dance team of the night. And then Zuccaro comes in. And how do you feel, Vicky?
I know. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I asked this German guy once what's his favorite beer, and he goes, it's easy. It's the one in my hand. So, I mean, like, if I've watched them both side to side simultaneously, I might not be, like, picking Zuccaro right now because I didn't see them. I saw them more recently. I just thought they were both, for me, like, equally insanely great.
Right.
Although Zuccaro's, the gravity of the classic Greek thing, you know, and they're on the
that's
flags.
That's what
and
killed
the,
it for me.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. They're beautiful to look at. They're beautiful. They they have the edge for that.
And what's crazy too was like the way that
little girl,
like she looked like she. I could see it in her eyes. She was really,
about to pop.
Yeah,
she's turning red.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But I felt that the performance last week was better than this one.
Oh yeah,
I did love that.
It was powerful.
It was just like
yes,
there was a lot more going on besides dancing. Like there was a lot more intertwined. But I felt like that was. But they were great.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think they had a week to put that together.
That's
is that insane?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's time for a little Vicky's Picky.
Oh my god. Okay, I would like to say that the choices that I am making right now do not reflect anyone. No. I just want to say that these aren't my favorite people. They're just the people I think are going to win because I want, like, I can't tell you how much I love everybody to be on this list because I love everyone on this show. I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would say Shin, I would say Zucchera. Is that how you say it?
Zucchera.
Yeah. Michael Ketterer, Duo Transcend. And then I'm tied for the last one. I'm sorry, I have to say. I'm tied between Sam and Junior New System.
Ooh.
What do you guys? Do you make your picks now?
I did, actually. Zucchera, I agree with you on that. Duo Transcend, definitely agree. Shin Lim. Those are the three. And then after that, honestly, I had a tough time. I really couldn't say who was going to make it after that. I'd probably go with you and say Junior New System. And then for the fifth one, it's really hard because I got singer. Look at all these singers this episode. Singer. I would pick my freaking visual effects guys.
Okay, all right.
That's my crew. Yes,
okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I would have gone Zucchera, Duo Transcend, Shen Lim, Junior News System, and Tyra Banks' hair. That outfit and the hair was just everything.
The best. It was literally
everything.
Yeah, she was.
Curveball.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Eleanor in the chat is saying that she thinks her top five for tonight are Zucchero, uh-huh. Samuel, Duo Transcend, Michael Ketterer, and Shen Lim.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think Shen Lim is sounding pretty.
He's getting pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Vicky, I want to talk a little bit about you.
Yes.
Get to know you a little bit more.
Come on, fellas.
Little old me.
So, doing some research, I heard that you didn't get started in comedy until you were, 38?
Yeah, really, like around almost 40, pretty much.
What was the change?
I didn't know that was weird.
What were you doing before comedy?
Oh, well, my parents had a carpet store, mm-hmm. so I worked for them for like 20 years.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Oh,
yeah.
20
it was
years.
Yeah, it was great. It was next to a, they were crazy. It was before Yelp. You know, you could do anything you want. And it was next to a liquor store, and they would, like, pass out on the rolls, and people come in the morning. Doors were never locked.
Woo.
It was a good time.
Things have changed a little bit.
Now with Yelp, they would have shut down
and
the next day.
And then one day, you were just like, oh, my gosh, this is too crazy. I need to go talk about all the crazy.
You know, it was just like that. I was literally just started one little class, and then I just gently started doing it, and then it just overtook my life really fast.
You took some classes?
I took one class. I was in the bathroom and there was an ad in the trailer on the trash can and I looked at it and it goes stand-up comedy. And it was Sandy Shore, Polly's sister.
Uh-huh.
And it was at La Jolla Comedy Store and I walked in and I walked in with three big books because I wanted people to think I was smart because I was so weird.
Uh-huh.
And did not know myself at all back then. And there were some great people in that room and I became good friends with them. They're still my friends. And anyway, that's what happened. And then I just, you know, you just start going to open mics and open mics and open mics and open mics. And one day Mitzi saw me and brought me into Hollywood. And then I've just stayed with it. But I've always been so old for industry to like, what is her? What is she? She's like 100. And so this show, it bypasses industry. It shows you right to America. And that's been like a huge, like an amazing thing that I never even imagined happening.
I just remember you coming on and I was like so captivated. And like I said before, I'm not captivated by comedians a lot. And mm-hmm. your story spoke and it was just like, it felt so good and I was laughing. And then when you got through and you were like crying and tears were coming down. And it was just like, just seeing that and seeing you get so close to this dream that you've had is phenomenal. Like, what is the next step for you? If this show pans out and you do end up winning, or if you don't end up winning, however it ends up going,
mm-hmm.
what do you want next for your career?
In the perfect life for me, like to be on a TV show, because if you get in a TV show, you just get to keep doing stand-up longer.
Right.
And then the other thing is, I would love to have an all-girls show all the time, a sit-down room in Las Vegas for all girls, a couple of dancing guys, and like maybe an occasional guy come on, you know, especially typical, you know, girls with a, you know.
Is this kind of like the man show, but the woman show?
Yeah, that's what I would like. I would like just all really, because there's so many killer women comics now.
Yeah.
And like, you go to Vegas, you could have your bachelorette parties, your birthday parties, you could plan your girl get-togethers.
Yes, so.
And guys could come. We want men to come in my dreams.
But then guys are like in dancing.
Yeah, we definitely have some dancing men.
There'll
be no show without dancing men.
Oh, yes.
Instead of girls on trampolines, we got dancing
guys.
Yes,
exactly. Absolutely, yeah.
So when you're out there and you are appealing to a whole massive audience, both at home and then also in the studio, and you have these four judges looking at you,
mm-hmm.
who are your favorites of these four judges? Is there somebody that like you try to please each time you go out there?
You know, I probably should think like that. I just don't. I never thought of that. I remember when I thought I was getting kicked off because last time I did, I'm bad at math, and I counted all the spots and I knew I didn't have one.
Uh-huh.
So I was so sure I wasn't coming on. And then I was crying and I just wanted to see their beautiful faces one more time. I looked at each one because I was never going to see them again. And they're all just, they've all been so nice and just, it's just truly like what they do for us on the show. They make us feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just am grateful to all of them. Although I did attack Heidi in the elevator the other day.
Oh no!
Wait! What happened?
Well, unfortunately, I was shut into an elevator with her and her security guard,
uh-huh.
and it was the last of coming home after the results. And so it was like I was the last one to come out, and they shut me in this elevator door. She's wearing a gray dress. The elevator's gray. I don't notice her, and finally I look up and I go, "Heidi Klum," and then and she goes, "Hmm," and then I said, "Heidi Klum, in case I never get to speak to you again, I just want you to know for the last 15 years we've been doing Project Runway in my trailer with my daughter and their friends and their mother." And for every occasion, we do a Project Runway. Of course, I play you, and my friend plays him gun. And it's been. And she goes, "Oh, well,
Breathe.
I'm so glad you played the Project Runway in your trailer." And she's looking at the security guy, go, "Open the door." And the door opened, and they jumped out.
That is amazing.
So what you're saying now is that you and Heidi Klum are going to be neighbors now.
Oh, and right. Yes. She's inviting me over for tea.
Yeah.
Thursday, I'm pretty sure she said. Not ever.
Now, who's the contestant to beat this season? Who do you think, if you were to have to go against, you would not want to go against?
For me, Courtney and Shin are one giant wall.
Yeah.
You know, they're just a giant old wall. You know, and that's just that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of others. So, I mean, that's why, like, I tell my grandson, he goes, "Grandma, are we going to win?" I go, "Joel, don't just think about something else." Because
it's
changed our world, Joel. This changed our world, you know.
Right.
I'll take you to Disneyland, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly this show has changed my life forever.
That's so cool.
That must be a great feeling.
How did
your family react? How did everybody react once you're like past the semifinals?
You know,
how did everybody react?
They're so happy. And my daughters really have given up a lot for me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't thought of it like that. We just live our life, right? But, I mean, they're having so much fun with it, too. And, you know, our family is, you know, on fire. A lot of great things have been happening.
What do you feel like are some of the biggest sacrifices that you've had to make or your family has had to make, whether it be time on other things or
time and just money. I mean, literally, mm-hmm. we've been so poor.
Yeah.
And we've been, you know, I used to buy Trader Joe's gift certificates every time I got $125 for a show.
Trader Joe's,
And then we just, so I knew we wouldn't blow our money on Maybelline. We had three girls in our family, and I just had to make it work. So we were so, it was so tight, you know, but because of that, they also became really successful because they knew, you know, there was no back door. They were their own.
And it's got to be hard, too, because like we were joking around about this, but it's got to be hard when you don't have that much money and every single thing you try to do in the entertainment industry costs so much money. How do you balance that? It's like we're still trying to figure it out.
It's right. You're right. Absolutely. And there are so many things that I couldn't do because I just didn't have the money. One was get to L.A. much at some point, too. Like, you need to be here more. And so anyway, that and then I couldn't really travel a lot. And then I had to take care of my sick parents. But the point is, you just keep going. If it's what you love, you live a creative life, it'll all work out. And if this show didn't work out, I still would have been happy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm one of the very luckiest people that this happened to.
Yeah.
That awesome. Could have been anybody. I just got this wonderful gift. So I'm just so grateful. But I still think it doesn't matter what happens, as long as you're doing your what you love, it's all good. I mean, I've been so happy the last 20 years, beyond belief happy. Yeah. Like, we've been so blessed and happy, like really flat out happy.
And I know it had to be scary to leave a day job at first, but to do this and feel that fulfillment makes up for it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I sold my parents' carpet store right away. I didn't want it. And people go, why would you do that? You could have had everything. I'm like,
carpet.
You just have to make enough money to buy something for yourself to make you happy that you got something. Exactly. But you just cut out the middleman when you do a creative life. You're always happy. Yeah. You don't need to get something to make you happy.
Yeah, that's so true. That's nice to hear. It's nice to hear, especially like in the industry when you're going through things. It's like sometimes you forget what happy is, you know, and you got to like be able to find that. When you find that spark, you got to keep going no matter the circumstances and the hurdles.
Absolutely. Right. Yep.
So it's a little bit of time that we're going to do a little ASMR with Vicky. Vicky's going to read some knock knock jokes in a nice sultry voice. You ready, Vicky?
Hope you're all ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
No thanks. I'll have some peanuts.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mustache.
Mustache who?
I must ask you a question, but I'll shave it for later.
I want to burst out laughing really loud right now.
Well, guys, that's all of the time that we have with you for today. Thank you so much, Vicky, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are great.
Wishing you all the luck. I want you to win. You're going to win. I'm so looking forward to next week with you.
You know what? I'm going to throw myself in the air like Zuccaro, catch myself, and I'm doing some titty puppets.
Yes.
I got some plans for the finals.
And I'm expecting Vicky the duo. The Vicky the duo coming out.
It's a threesome every night, fellas.
Threesome every
night. Oh. Love that. Is that okay? Can we say that on
We can say that.
Okay.
We can say that. We said it.
Thank you, guys.
Well, guys, I'm Joseph Shepherd. You can find me at Joseph A. Shepherd on Instagram, Twitter, and all your fun stuff.
And I am at Sean Paul Payton. Search for me everywhere.
And where can they find you, Vicky?
Oh, they can find me on all the stuff. I'm Vicky Barbalak and Trailer Trophy Wife and things like that.
Bye, guys. Until next time.
Thank you so much, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.